So I was recently listening to a podcast with Jordan Peterson, who is a Canadian psychologist. And he was talking about these verses from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 33 and 34. So the verses themselves say, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." And what I really liked was the way he translated it. So basically he said, align yourself firmly with what is highest. And what is the highest? Truth, love. Aim at the highest good you can conceive of. We'll call that God, the integration of all things good. And then concentrate on the day, and you'll get not what you want, because what the hell do you know? How do you know you are right in what you want? You'll get way more than you can possibly imagine. And I just thought this was such a profound way to explain these verses. And we talk about this in yoga. We talk about it in my Dharma and Desire course. Because really, we are often not very good at knowing what we want. The ego might know what it wants, but is that what the soul wants? We're seeing things from ground level, and the soul is seeing things from 50,000 feet up. So we're often very bad at determining what we want. So what the verse is saying is that if you seek the highest, the kingdom of God, truth, love, then all these things will be added on to you. You don't really even have to know what you want. You're going to get even more than that. And so it is said, seek the highest good, the kingdom of heaven, and you will receive all the things of the highest good. And then the second part of that verse, take therefore no thought for the morrow. Quit worrying. Quit worrying about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. Evil wants us worrying. Evil wants us in fear. In his commentary on the Sermon on the Mount, so this was a yogi that did a commentary on the Sermon on the Mount, Swami Prabhavananda. He says that every time we are anxious or depressed, we become atheist. Because we lose our connection to God. Every time we lose our connection to the divine, we drop into fear, worry, anxiety, and depression. And if you think about it, it's true. When we get anxious, we have lost our faith in God. When we are worrying, we've lost our faith. And it's the same thing that Eben Alexander says in his book, Proof of Heaven. He said, the false suspicion that we can somehow be separated from God is the root of every form of anxiety in the universe. So this month we're working with the first part, aligning ourselves with the highest, with what is the highest. And next month we'll tackle the second part. All right, let's sit tall. Align your spine. Get the crown of your head over the base of the spine. Take a few smooth, deep breaths. And as you exhale, just feel the body settle. Let your face soften. Let your shoulders relax. Soften your belly so you can feel it move in and out with the breath. Let your hips settle. For a moment, just feel the breath moving in and out of the body. As you sit still and quiet, just experience being. Feel your body, the space of the body, the boundaries of the body. And the breath moving in and out of the body. Notice the quality of the mind, of thought. Just how it feels to experience yourself as a unique expression of divine consciousness. And then slowly we're going to reopen the eyes. And we'll make our way up onto our hands and knees. So we're going to start with simple chakra vikasana, but we'll utilize this mantra. Om Shri Hari Om. Om being the sound of the absolute. Shri means the most resplendent, the most beautiful. Really what he's referring to as the highest. Hari is to realize. So this mantra really is to help us realize and connect to the highest. The most resplendent, the most beautiful part of the absolute. So I'll chant it on the inhale, and then we'll chant together on the exhale. And I'll do that a few times, and then we'll just chant on exhales. So let's pull the lower belly in so we don't overarch the lower back, and we're going to inhale. Om Shri Hari Om. Exhale back. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale up. Om Shri Hari Om. And back. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale. Om Shri Hari Om. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale up. Now we'll just chant together on the exhales. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale up. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale up. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale up. So this time we'll just silently take it back to child's pose, navel pulling towards the back body. Inhaling back up to all fours. This time as we exhale, tucking the toes, pushing up into downward dog. Inhaling back to fours. Exhaling child's pose, dropping back to the heels. Inhale up. Exhale, downward dog, hips lift up. Inhale, fours. Exhale, child's pose. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. So let's flow through that one more time. Inhale, fours. Exhale, drop back to the heels. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. And so now we'll stay in downward dog, rooting through the palms, particularly that inner palm, the thumb and the index finger. Upper arms roll open, the chest wide, shoulder blades flat on the back. Smooth breath. Next inhale, let's shift forward to plank. Take a couple of breaths here. Tail drops under, navel draws back. Next exhale, we'll lower down to the belly. You can drop the knees if you like. Hands on either side of the ribs, fingertips about at nipple line. We're going to move in and out of just some little cobras. So pull back with the palms, inhale, draw up, exhale, lower, pulling back, lengthening forward and then up, exhale, lower, inhale, lift, exhale, lower, inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. One more time. Pull back with the palms. Lengthen and lift. And lower. Then we'll push back up through fours and back into downward dog. Then slowly we're going to walk the feet forward, come into our forward bend. So feet parallel, hip distance apart, as much bend in the knees as you need right now. Let that upper body release, relax the neck, crown of the head drops. And then we'll keep warming up the back and start to open the hamstrings with some dynamic chair. So inhale, drop into chair, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, lift. And then exhale back into the forward fold. And then we'll repeat. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Lift the chest. Exhale, forward fold.
One more time. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. So maybe starting to get the legs a little straighter. And then inhale, drop into chair. We're going to stay for that exhale. And then inhale, press up. And exhale, release. All right, so we're going to do a little Kapalabhati. We're going to do it standing, so that means we do it through the mouth. So we'll use the abdomen, drawing the muscles back quickly. Push the breath out through the mouth. Hands on the hips, feet hip width or a little wider. Now have a little softness in your knees because we're going to come about 45 degrees forward and kind of move the belly against gravity. We're going for 30 seconds. Inhale, come up. Exhale, release. Take a full breath. Second round. Now we're going to be 90 degrees over, so you might need a little more bend in the knees because we still want the back flat. Working against gravity for 30 seconds. Inhale up, exhale, release, take a full breath, all right, so we're coming to the top of the mat, feet parallel, hip distance apart. All four corners of each foot rooted. Arches lifting up, knees soft. Navel drawing up, tail sliding down. Heart lifting, shoulders down and back. So these are our B series salutations. So let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over, flat back, soften or bend the knees as much as you need. Inhale, left foot steps back to a lunge. So we're going to drop the hips. Keep the left leg active. Left heel reaching back, left inner thigh reaching up and back. Take one more inhale. Exhale, right foot back to meet the left plank. Inhale here, exhale, lower to the ground. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, left foot up for a lunge on the other side. Drop the hips. Right leg stays active. One more inhale and then exhale, right foot up to meet the left, back into the forward fold. Inhale, drop into chair, arms sweep up, stay for your exhale. Inhale up, exhale, release. And we're going to repeat that. Inhale up. Exhale, fold flat back, soften or bend those knees if you need. Inhale, left foot back, lunge. Hips drop. One more inhale, exhale, right foot back, plank. Inhale here, exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, left foot up, lunge. Drop the hips. Then inhale as you exhale, right foot up to meet the left, forward fold. Inhale, chair. Stay for that exhale and then inhale up. Exhale, release. So last round, inhale up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, left foot back, lunge. So this time we're going to do a little twisting. So we're going to bring the left hand in a little closer to the right foot. You can use a block here if you want. Inhale, right arm's going to open up into the twist. Exhale, lower it down. Inhale, open up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. Then one more inhale as you exhale, right foot back plank. Inhale here, exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up, lunge. And we'll do the twist on this side, so right hand's coming in a little closer. Use a block here if you want. Inhale, left arm opens up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. One more inhale here. And then exhale, right foot up to meet the left, back into the forward fold. Inhale, drop into chair. Stay for the exhale and then inhale up. And exhale, release. Pause for a couple of breaths. All right, so we're going to turn to the side. Take the feet wide. We're going to be doing triangles, so if you know you want to block for that, you can have it over by your right foot. We're going to turn the right leg out 90 degrees, so the knee and the toes point to the front or back of the mat. Kick the left heel back, so the foot angles in. Hips are going to turn a little bit to your right. Right arm will be up, left arm down, but palm open. The right leg is straight, but we don't want to lock it, so you may want to have just a little micro bend in that right knee. So let's inhale. Exhale, reach off the waist, right hand to the floor of the block. Inhale, sweep your left arm overhead, reach big. Exhale, sweep it back to the hip as you stack the shoulders and open your chest. And then inhale, fill up your right arm and come up. Exhale, go down. Inhale, big sweep. Exhale, sweep it back, open up. Inhale, come up. Exhale, down. Inhale, big sweep. Exhale, sweep it back, spin open. Inhale, come up. Exhale, down. Now we're going to stay down. Inhale, big sweep, and we're going to add the mantra this time as we exhale. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale, sweep the arm overhead. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale, reach off your waist. Om Shri Hari Om. Then inhale, fill up the right arm to come up. Exhale, release. Turn the feet parallel. Let's take a couple of breaths. And we're going to do the other side. So the left leg's making that 90 degree spin. The right heel's kicking back, hips turning slightly to the left. Left leg straight, but again, not locking the knee. Left arm up, right arm down, palm open. So let's inhale. Exhale, reach off the waist, hand to the floor or the block. Inhale, right arm makes the sweep. Exhale, sweep it back, stack your shoulders. Inhale, left arm brings you up. Exhale, down. Inhale, big sweep. Exhale, sweep it back. Open up through the heart. Inhale, come up. Exhale, down. Inhale, big sweep. Exhale, sweep it back, open the chest, inhale, come up. Now we're going to go down to stay. So exhale, down, inhale, sweep, with the mantra, Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale, Om Shri Hari Om. One more. Big reach. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale, come up. Exhale, release. We'll turn the feet parallel again. Take a couple breaths. And then we'll bring the feet back together. We'll take it back to the front of the mat. Move into our S-series salutation. So feet parallel, hip distance apart. Root down, rise up. Let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair. Stay for your exhale. And then inhale up. And exhale, fold flat back into that forward fold. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot stepping up to warrior one. Next, inhale, straighten the leg. And we're going to do some work here in pyramid. So you can leave the right arm up, left arm behind the back, or you can do this with both arms behind the back if that works better for your back. So we'll just be going halfway with each breath. So let's inhale here. Exhale, halfway down, chest parallel to the floor. Stay for your inhale. Lengthen off your waist, and then exhale all the way down. Inhale, halfway up. Stay for your exhale. Reach, and then inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale, halfway down. Stay, inhale, lengthen the spine, exhale all the way down. Inhale, halfway up. Stay, right hip back, reach forward, inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale, halfway down. Stay, lengthen, exhale all the way down. Inhale, halfway up. Again, as you push your right hip back, reach through your right elbow, inhale the rest of the way up. Now exhale halfway down and we're going to stay. So right hip is going back, but you're reaching forward through the right elbow and lengthening out the right side body. Steady the breath. One more inhale, and then as you exhale, let's fold. We're going to take both arms down. Fold over the leg, let the chin drop in. Then inhale, scoop up. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, shift forward to plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Now the left foot's going to step up for warrior one. We're going to inhale, straighten. You can take the right hand behind the back, or you can do it with both arms behind the back. So do this work in pyramid. Let's inhale. Exhale halfway down. Stay for your inhale. Reach forward. Exhale all the way down. Inhale halfway up. Stay for the exhale. Left hip back, left elbow forward. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, halfway down. Stay, inhale, reach off your waist. Exhale, all the way down. Inhale, halfway up. Stay, get long. Inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale, halfway down. Lengthen as you breathe in, and then exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway up. Stay, lengthen out, inhale the rest of the way up. Now exhale halfway down, and we'll stay. So I want you to feel your left hip drawing back. Push forward through your left elbow. Keep the back flat. One more inhale, and then exhale, fold. Take both arms down. Fold over the leg. Let the chin drop in. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, downward dog. Steady the breath. At the end of your next exhale, step both feet up. Inhale, drop into chair. Stay for the exhale, and then inhale up. And exhale, release. So we're going to do that again. Inhale up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Stay for the exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, fold, flat back. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. Next inhale, straighten without locking. Exhale, fold. Now we're going to be doing revolve triangle. So if you want to have a block, have it on the inside of your right foot. Left fingertips on the floor or the block. Right thumb in the crease of the right hip. We're going to draw that hip back just like we were doing in pyramid, lengthening off the waist. Take an inhale, get long. And then exhale, open up, taking the right arm to the ceiling. Inhale, hand back to the hip, lengthen out. Exhale, roll it open. Inhale, hip back, stretch off the waist. Exhale, open up. One more time, inhale, hand to hip, lengthen. And exhale, open. And now we're going to stay. So you want to be light on this left hand. And we really do that by anchoring through the left leg. So push your left foot into the ground. Draw the left inner thigh back. And then stretch off your waist. Lengthen the spine. You might find you can open up a little bit more. One more inhale, and then exhale, we'll release the arm down. Step back to downward dog. Inhale, forward to plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Now the left foot's coming up. Warrior one. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. We're going to set up on this side. So if you want that block on the inside of the left foot. Right fingertips on the floor of the block. Left thumb in the crease of the left hip. Draw the hip back. Stretch off the waist. Take a deep breath in. And then exhale, left arm reaches up. Inhale, hand back to the hip. Lengthen out. Exhale, roll it open. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, open. One more. Inhale, stretch long. Exhale, open up, and now we'll stay. Light on that right hand. Root yourself through your right foot, your right leg. Keep lengthening off the waist. Opening the chest. One more inhale. Exhale, we'll release the arm down. Step back to downward dog. So to move through this little flow, we'll do upward dog, chaturanga, upward dog, back into downward dog. You can always lower your knees for the chaturanga, so that's an option. So let's inhale, shift forward, lower the hips, lift the chest, upward dog. Exhale, chaturanga, halfway to the floor. Inhale, upward dog, lift the chest, and now with the core, pull back into downward dog. Let's take a breath. And repeat. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, chaturanga, halfway down. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Pull back with the core. Take a breath. One more time. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. And then inhale, come to all fours. We'll do a little chakra vikasana exactly where we began and a little work with the mantra. So let's inhale here and to the heels. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale up. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale up. Om Shri Hari Om. Inhale up. Now three times and just hear it silently. Exhaling back. Inhaling up. One more. And then we'll just stay back in child's pose. Resting hips to heels, chest on the thighs. Head to the floor or a prop. And slide the hands back gently. Help yourself up. We're going to swing the legs around to the front. Come into Janusirsasana. So right leg out first, left leg bent in. If you want to elevate the hips, feel free to prop up on a folded blanket or two. You can also bend the right knee if the hamstring is really tight. So let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over. You can catch hold of the foot, put the hands on the shin or around the back of the calf. Inhale, we're going to scoop up, straighten the arms, lift up through the heart. Exhale, draw the navel back, fold in. Inhale, scoop up, lift. And exhale, fold. Inhale, up. And exhale, fold. So now we're going to stay. You can place the hands wherever they're comfortable. The chin drops in softly and we'll just steady the breath. Slowly walk the hands back, bring yourself up, and then we're going to switch sides, taking the left leg out, bending the right leg in, elevating the hips if you want, bending the knee if you want. Let's inhale, arms sweep up, exhale, fold over, finding your anchor point on the foot, the shin, or behind the calf. Inhale, scoop up, Straighten the arms, lift up through the heart, exhale, draw the navel back, fold over. Inhale, reach up and out. Exhale, fold. Inhale, up. And exhale, fold. And now we stay. Hands can be wherever they're comfortable. Chin in. Smooth out the breath. And then slowly we'll walk back, come up. All right, so we're going back to the right leg out, left leg in. So this is our tantric style Maha Mudra. We'll start with 9 rounds of Kapalabhati. We're going to inhale through the bent leg side, so it'll be left nostril first. At the top of the inhale, we're going to hold, grab our anchor point, reach up and out. Throat lock, root lock. Then when you need to exhale, you'll sit back, exhale straight leg side, so it'll be right nostril first. And then we'll do the other side. So, starts with 9 rounds of Kapalabhati. Inhale left. Hold at the top, reach out, straighten the back, lift up and out. Chin lock. Lift the pelvic floor, and I want you to focus on the root, the pelvic floor. Feel a pulsation or an energy there. When you need to exhale, just sit back and exhale right. And then we'll switch. Left leg out, right leg in. So it'll be in, right, out, left this time. 9 rounds of Kapalabhati. In, right. Hold. Reach out. Lift up. Lengthen the spine. Tuck the chin. Lift the pelvic floor. And now at the root, I want you to sense that energy building at the base of the spine. When you need to, you'll sit back and exhale left. And then switch. So now we're going to add the visualization, the movement of prana. As you inhale left, you're going to see or feel prana come into the left nostril, flood the left brain, go down the left side of your spine and then hold it at the root. When you exhale, it comes up the right side of the spine through the right brain out your right nostril. So 9 rounds, Kapalabhati. In left. See it come in the left nostril, flood the left brain, go down the left side of the spine, hold at the root, reach up and out. Chin tucks, lift the pelvic floor. And now you're going to sense at that root something can just be provoked, this sense of kind of a wellspring of Shakti starting to awaken. Then when you need to, you'll sit back, exhale, see it come up the right side of the spine, through the right brain, out the right nostril. And switch. 9 times, Kapalabhati. In right, through the right nostril, flood the right brain, down the right side of the spine, hold at the root, reach up and out. Feel that energy, prana, building, pulsing at the root. When you need to, it'll be an exhale on the left, seeing it come up the left side of your spine, through your left brain, out the left nostril. Last round, right leg out. Kapalabhati, 9 times. In left. Hold, chin in, lift the root. When you need to, out right. And switch. Kapalabhati. In right. Hold, lift the root, reach up and out, chin in. Dormant forces awakening at the base of the spine. And when you need to, out left. Then we'll bring both feet together, soles of the feet together. Let the knees open up, holding the feet or the ankles. Lengthen up through the crown. Take an inhale, and then as you exhale, we're going to fold forward and let the spine round, let your head drop, let the pelvic floor relax. And then slowly we'll work our way up. And get set up for relaxation. Support the body in whatever way you need. Just settle into the floor. Allow the upper and lower rows of teeth to slightly part. The tongue soften. The jaw relax. The arms and legs feel heavy. The body opening to earth. Just begin to let go of the physical body. A physical tension. Let each exhale soften the body. Each time you breathe out, you release the body. Physical effort relaxes. Now let go of all things in the mind. Each exhale helps you release mind. Each time you breathe out, thought disperses. Mental effort relaxes. Mind becomes more quiet. Now let your attention rest at the abdomen. And just begin to watch the breath. The effortless rise and fall.
And you'll notice that the more you relax, the quieter the breath will become. You may even notice the breath becoming more shallow. And eventually, you'll drop into such a feeling of effortlessness that you are drawn into a gap between the end of exhale and the beginning of inhale. A moment between the end of exhale and beginning of inhale when there is no desire to breathe. And in that brief instance, when there is no breath, there is no thought, there is no mind, there is no body, there is no doing. There is just being. And slowly let your awareness drift back. Coming back to the breath. Letting the breath deepen. As the breath deepens, you can start to wiggle the fingers and the toes. You can move the hands and the feet. Rock the head softly from side to side. And then stretch the arms up overhead. And as you're ready, you'll bend your knees and roll to your right. And then you'll use your hands to help yourself up. Make your way back to a comfortable, supported seat. Support the hips so the spine can be aligned, crown of the head over the base. The body still relaxed, the breath effortless. And just return to feeling the space of the body. The boundaries of the body. Feel where the body ends and the space around you begins. According to the wisdom of the yoga tradition, we are surrounded by an ocean of limitless shakti, prana, energy or power. So just sense being surrounded by that prana, that the space around you is not empty, but full of subtle life. I'm going to start to deepen your breath. And as you breathe in, I want you to feel that energy coming in through the crown of your head. Move it down the spine to the root. Pause the breath and just feel a pulse at the root. As you exhale, feel this energy fill the root center. We're going to do that again. Breathe in, sense energy or even light coming down through the crown, through the spine, to the root. Pause. Feel that pulse. You can even hear the mantra, Om Shri Hari Om. As you exhale, feel prana flood the root center. You can feel the root coming to life. And again, but this time as the energy descends, it stops at the top of the sacrum. Pause the breath, feel that pulse at the second chakra. And as you exhale, sense energy or light fill that space. Repeat. And as you hold the breath and feel the pulse, you can remember the mantra. Now for the third, behind the navel, inhale, energy comes in down the spine. Pause. It's as though now a realm, a plane of consciousness unfolds. And as you exhale, flood the third chakra with this energy. Again, inhale down to the navel. Hold, feel the pulsation. And then the third chakra floods with prana. Then into the heart, breathe in. Pause at the heart. And then the heart fills with this energy. Repeat. Two rounds at the throat. Pause and feel that pulsation in the throat. The throat awakens. And then into the midbrain. Breathe in, draw it in through the crown to the middle of the brain. Pause, feel the pulse. And as you exhale, the whole brain floods with prana, energy, light. Repeat. Now as you inhale, that energy just moves into the crown. And as you steady the breath, just sense this pulse at the crown of your head. And And as the breath starts to become more effortless, more quiet, you'll begin to feel the whole body as a pulse. And feel as you follow the sensation and the awareness of this pulse. It's as though it leads you back to the source of life itself. The universal pulse. Back to limitless potential. Back to what is highest. Truth. Love. The integration of all things good. Om Shri Hari Om. And slowly, we'll come back to the breath. Let the breath deepen. Awareness coming back into the body, the space of the body. Let the chin lower towards the chest. The eyes start to reopen. Bring the head back up. Take a deep breath in, arms sweep up. Exhale the hands together into the heart. Namaste.